Or say someone jumped over the
precipice.
Or the overhanging thing would be the cliff.
I think we'd call it a precipice. We don't have them in this country.
Uh-huh. And say, what different types of roads do you have around here?
Roads?
Mm-hmm.
Asphalt, concrete. Years ago, we had nothing but dirt roads and gravel roads, but it's been many years since we replaced those.
What do they use in the asphalt roads?
They are the dark-colored roads you see without any seams in them, and they are easily repaired, not quite so durable as a concrete road, but they've improved the quality of the material they put into them a great deal. They last a pretty long time. They're quiet, quieter as a car rolls along than a concrete road would be.
What would you call a little road that goes off the main road?
Excuse me, a side road.
And what about a road that has a fence or trees on both sides of it?
Well, in some parts of the country, they would call that a lane. But that's seldom used down here.
What?
A lane is generally short, leading perhaps from the main road to somebody's property.
And a road in town would be called
A road what?
A road in town would be called
Street.
And along the side of the street, you have for people to walk on.
Sidewalks.
You know, there's a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street?
No, because the sidewalk is strictly for pedestrians, and it runs along the edge of a street.
Well, sometimes there's some grass growing between the sidewalk and the street.
Grass plot.
And say if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and no one answered, you'd say, well, I guess he's not
at home.
And if someone was walking in your direction, you say he's coming straight.
Walking in what?
In your direction. You say he was walking straight. What?
Toward me.
What's that?
T-O-W-A-R-D, toward me.
And if you went into town and happened to see a friend of yours that you hadn't counted on seeing, you say, I just happened to run.
I say what?
I just happened to run.
Into.
Okay.
Jim, we'll say.
And if a child's given the same name that a mother has, you say they named the child.
Well, that's a little confusing. For example, I have a sister-in-law named Danella. And she has always been called Danny. She has a daughter named Danny who has a daughter named Danny, and her sister has a daughter named Danny. All of them, Danella, is shortened to Danny. So we just had to sort of vary the names a little bit in a case like that.
Well, you'd say they named, she named her daughter.
The name's what?
You say that the daughter was named what?
Danny.
What, her mother?
Her mother's named Danny, too.
would you say they named the girl from her mother or after her mother?
After. We don't say named for, we say named after. May not be right, but that's what we say.
And if you were walking along and an animal jumped out and scared you, you'd say, I picked up a...
You were walking along and what?
And an animal jumped out and scared you. You'd say, I picked up a...
We wouldn't use that term, picked up. We'd say a dog ran out and scared me.
And then I did what? I picked up a...
Well, we'd say a rock, but that's not the proper term. A rock is a huge thing. We'd pick up a stone.